Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. God's gift of peace. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not allow your hearts to be troubled. Neither are you to be afraid. As I read the last words of verse 27, you are not to allow your hearts to be troubled. What that tells me is that we have the ability to either have our hearts troubled or not troubled. Even in the most terrifying situations, we can find peace that passes all understanding. I think of Psalm 23, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will not be afraid. Why? Because God is with us. When we go through the deepest, darkest times of our life, we need not have any concern because we know the Lord is there with us. Now that's easy to say, but it's often more difficult to experience. But those of us that have gone through the trials and the tribulations of life, the loss of loved ones, the loss of our own abilities, the loss of things that were precious to us, but realize that the most precious thing will never be taken from us. That's the eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. And that's the peace that we need to have. That's God's gift of peace. That in the world of strife and turmoil, pain and agony, we can have that peace that will last forever. Oh, I look forward to the day when we will be together with the Lord, where all suffering and turmoil will cease, and we will have peace that comes directly from the heart of God. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you give us peace. Peace in the midst of the storms of life. Thank you, Lord, that you have come into the world. You have sacrificed. That sacrifice is beyond our understanding. In this world, there are those that proclaim peace, but their peace is only a fragment of what true peace is all about. It's only an image that can be blotted out in an instant of time. But your peace is something that will last forever and ever. Thank you for giving us that. And we pray that you would give us the ability to share with others around us that peace that passes all understanding. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.